Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's in our lengthy contract with Sully, Brian Sullivan from CNBC. Follow him on Twitter. It is a must at Sully CNBC that we play local music. He is a fan of the local Minnesota music scene. Do you know who this is? And welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, that's Golden Smog.
That is Golden Smog.
I think.
Yes, you are correct.
There you go.
At first,
a matchup of Wilco, the Jayhawks. I think there's a Soul Asylum in there. The Radio King. Yeah, Down by the Old Mainstream. You got to challenge me.
Yes. Come well, on. We have other times.
Running out of bands.
No. Golden Smog is appearing in April at First Ave, so we felt like it was timely to promote them. Yes.
I wonder what lineup. If it's Gary Louris of Jayhawks, if it is, you might see old Sully flying to Minneapolis. I'd go there for that.
It is. It's Gary Louris and Jeff Tweedy are definitely there. I forget the guy from Soul Asylum. But yeah, no, it's the original lineup. Going to be at First Ave.
Oh,
which date is it again?
Maybe I'll pop into the studio and say hi.
I'll double check it. I'm pretty sure it's the 22nd.
Perfect.
Perfect. What's going on? Anything in the market?
No, nothing. We'll get to that in a second.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah. Have you attended shows at First Avenue?
I have not. I mean, it's like a bucket list thing. I obviously, in the last 2 years, I haven't done much anything inside, not because I don't want to, just because nothing's open in the Northeast and Chicago and Minneapolis. And pretty much half the country is just living completely normally. Half the country, my son has never been out of a mask in first grade. Not a judgment. I'm just saying it's just a very different, weird world, depending on where you go.
Yeah, it is a different world. Okay, speaking of different world, I will be fully honest to the masses right now. I am speaking to someone who helps me manage my money tomorrow because I want to know that in the short term and in the long term that we're in the right position for this wild roller coaster which is unfolding in front of our eyes as the Dow right now is what, up 70 points. NASDAQ is down 160, so it's this confusion reigning. What the hell is going on? Let me just phrase it that way, really professionally, really ethically. What the hell is going on?
Well, I will answer in the same professionalism and very sophisticated manner. I don't freaking know, as we might say in New Jersey. Now, listen, we have had 2 days now. Now, so let's say you've got some of your listeners, and they just look up at their screen, and they see the Dow's up 70, like, oh, slow day in the market. No. We were down almost 1,000 points again earlier. I'm going to steal a stat from Bespoke Investment Group, some of my favorite guys. This is only the second time that the Dow was down 2% or more and came back to finish or probably will finish higher. Only the second two-day time that's ever happened since 1984. I mean, we are going Morris Day at the time type stuff here. This is the kind of market volatility we have seen. What is behind it? If you ask five, quote, experts, you will probably get five different answers. I'll give you what I think. Others will disagree. Okay, here's the reality. People are going to blame it on the Federal Reserve, which tomorrow is probably going to raise rates for the first time since 2018. That's not it. Some might disagree. I don't think it is. Everybody knows they're going to raise rates. The market knows tomorrow they're going to say they're going to raise rates in March. Everybody knows they're going to raise rates this year. So the market is not acting on unknown information. The market is concerned, in my view, about a couple of things. Number one, Russia, Ukraine. I know it's been going on for a few months, but it kind of seems like it's reaching an inflection point. Europe is very worried about natural gas flows from Russia. We'll see what happens there. If we have to put the Fed in, it's about the deleveraging of their balance sheet. And that's a fancy term for paying, basically dumping off the debt that they've been buying the last number of years. And the stock market has gone up, up, up as they have raised their balance sheet up. So it may have to do with the Fed, but it's more with the deleveraging. And then, of course, you've got all this weird options activity, which your buddy Pete Najarian can talk more about, certainly.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of the perfect confluence of things all happening at the same time. And by the way, it's probably kind of healthy. You need to get shaken out once in a while. Going up every day is terrifying, to be honest.
Okay, it's terrifying. People still love it. It's going to be shaken up at some point. Are we going to be shaken for the entire year, though? I think that's what people want to know.
Yeah, no, we're not going to be shaken like this for the entire year. It's just not possible. There's too much volume. There's too much activity happening right now to last this way. Here's why I say it may be a little bit healthy, and I do not want anybody to lose money. I want to be clear on that. However,
yep.
When everything goes up all the time, you get some people, they're not investing, they're gambling. They're borrowing money to buy risky assets. I know people that, you know, they buy some Bitcoin, it goes up. You can borrow money against your crypto gains to buy more crypto. That there's things that you can do it with stocks too, right? There's a lot of that kind of stuff that's been in the market because everything has gone up in the last number of years. And so as things start to roll over quickly, you're going to have a lot of these people that took these very risky, leveraged, either loaned out positions or had these crazy options trades. This is the sixth time ever that we have gone from an all-time high in the stock market to a correction, down 10% from the all-time high in less than a month. I'll give you some good news and a preview of my show tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Central. Every time that's happened, the other five times, we've been higher in the market 6 months later with an average return of 14.7%.
Which everyone would take every single time.
Twice, every day of the week and twice on Sunday at this point.
Yep.
But it could be volatile for the next couple of days. And if Russia does go into Ukraine, all bets are off. You got oil probably popping 100. Natural gas, you go 5 or 6 here. Probably, of course, natural gas is trading at 10 times more in certain cases in Europe right now. That's the storyline to watch, and that may be that sort of underlying sort of fuse for all these other positions that are there that we just talked about, all the leverage and stuff that's out there. Mm-hmm. There's another risk here, and this is a little bit weird, but bear with me. We are in a massive inflationary environment. As none of your listeners is going to know, this is not a surprise to any of them. Okay, go to a local Target, check out the prices, Cub Foods. Yep. Not picking on those companies. I'm just saying they're expensive.
Yeah.
We have got a generation of money managers. Maybe I don't know how old your investment advisor is. Don't give away any names. But if that person is around 40 years old or slightly younger, and there's a lot of people are, they've never managed money in an inflationary environment. Because the last real inflationary environment we had, they were just getting out 80s. Of college.
Yep.
And that's to me, that's a risk because inflation eats returns. It changes everything.
That is amazing. That's a very important item. Okay, so let's stay with inflation, okay? And you can chime in as much as you want on your own opinion on this, and then if you want to do more, what people tell you. This perpetual political debate that some are saying because we came out of the COVID crash and we've seen the surge in many areas of the economy, not all, but many, that inflation was unavoidable. Others will say, yes, some inflation was going to happen, but the way the Biden administration handled it, they handled it poorly, and it accelerated the inflation. Which is it?
It's a combination of both. I mean, and I'm not trying to weasel out of the answer, I promise, because I understand these days everything has to be one side or the other. It's like you're on the red team or the blue team, and you can never be in the middle, apparently. This answer, I'm afraid, I'm going to wear a purple tie tomorrow on the show in honor of that middle, is somewhere in the middle. Here's the best analogy or metaphor, I can't remember which one it is, that I would say. Fill a fill a sink up with water, okay? And then open the drain. And it's going to take a while for that water to get through the drain. That is the reopening inflation trade, okay? Everything's in the sink, the water, and then, you know, we locked down, a lot of the U.S., a lot of the world locked down, and then it kind of reopened all at once as everybody just sat home and online shopped. Now, what I would say is, and so we've got to clear through that drain. All the water's got to go slowly through that drain, but we overfilled the sink. We overfilled the capacity of the sink as well.
Yep. Yes,
because there was so much targeted money toward things, and I'm not making a judgment on that, but when you give people more money to spend, they're going to spend it for good or bad. They're going to spend it. You've also got a lot of money that we're talking about potentially spending on things like Build Back Better, which, by the way, infrastructure sucks, and we need to fix a lot of this infrastructure. We don't want any more bridge collapses, right? As you guys know about that in a very painful, troubled way. But the problem is that the market may be anticipating some of that spending. And so all the things like metal and wood, labor, concrete, all those prices are way up. So if you're going to build a home or build a bridge or build a power plant, now is a really hard time to do it. So is it it's a combination. I don't know if I answered your question, but hopefully it made some sense.
Yeah. No, that was good. This guy's great. Brian Sullivan. CNBC, get up early, watch him. Then he does special projects. You see him everywhere. He is not a stay-at-home person. He's out and about, and CNBC uses him beautifully. He's kind enough to join us. It's 2:15 here on CCO. Okay, so let's talk COVID. It seems like we're headed to the point where initially, where you're at on the East Coast, that is starting to slow, talking about Omicron. And it's heading more to the rest of the country. And maybe we'll get to more of an endemic. We're not there yet because, sadly, we're still having way too many people dying. But if we get to this point, Sully, when it's 6 weeks from now and when it is dramatically slowed, what effect, what engine is that going to be to the economy? Or in some ways, is that already built in because we've bounced back a couple times before?
It's a good question. I'm going to brag a little bit, and I apologize for it. Being a former commodities trader and a data-driven journalist for the most part, I've been running a detailed spreadsheet on COVID, mostly to keep myself sane and to understand what's really happening since the beginning. I believe, and one of my oldest and dearest friends is a PhD virologist. So I want to say I'm not a virologist, but one of my best friends is. And so we talk almost every day about this. I will say this. I've got a lot of friends in Minneapolis. I know it's coming. Here in New Jersey, if I told you, and this is not hyperbole, every single person I know has had COVID or has it now in the last 4 weeks, period. And everybody I know, 100%. And that's not hyperbole. We're all fine, but every single person has it. Okay, you probably hear my kid in the background. You can probably figure out why he's home and not at school. All right, so there you go. Here's the thing. What's going to happen? It's going to be the roaring 22s. And we're already seeing it, by the way. I know that a lot of America has never slowed down. I've traveled. I went to 21 states in the last 2 years and flew 75,000 miles. I've seen everything. I've seen how people live in rural Texas versus, the Bronx. Okay, and no judgment either way. It's a very different world. Once this ends, and it's going to end, and it's going to end soon. Not my opinion. The IHME, which is the sort of official forecasting, you can Google it, look it up, there, and I post it to Twitter. I'm very active about the COVID data. They show cases basically going to zero by late March in America.
Let's hope. And we all, sign me up time.
There could be some new variant and stuff, but those are the IHME projections.
Yeah,
Brian Sullivan's projections. I want to be clear on that. And here's the thing. When that happens, because there's still a lot of people that are rightfully nervous, by the way, they're going to bust out. I think they're going to bust out. The problem is things are already – have you booked a trip to Vegas? It's already spectacularly expensive.
Yeah, right.
So what's going to happen to the economy? I think you're going to see anything consumer-related just absolutely – take off, and I think you're going to see a mood and a spirit in America, and hopefully a coming together. But it's going to take some time. It's been a hell of a 2 years, but it's time to, you know, hopefully those projections are right. That's all I'll say.
Dan wants to jump in and clarify the date for Golden Smog at First Ave. Go ahead, Dan.
It's actually two dates, and not late April, but early April. April 2nd and April 3rd, Golden Smog playing at First Avenue. And the show on the 2nd, they're with Tina and the B-Sides and Kiss the Tiger. Great opening acts that day, too. So definitely worth checking out.
April 1st and April 2nd?
April 2nd and April
2nd
3rd.
2nd and 3rd. 2nd and 3rd.
April 3rd. Yeah, I might.
What are the chances?
Let's stay in touch. Maybe I'll pop into the MFP.
What are the chances you can make that happen? I know a guy who knows a guy. We'll get good spot to watch. We'll have fun. My buddy owns this great Irish pub right across the street, O'Donovan's. Let's make this happen, Sully.
Tell your boy Nigerian to send the jet, the Nigerian family jet, pick old Sully up in Trenton. You know, or somewhere in New Jersey, and we'll hang out. Well, okay. You never know. Could happen.
I am going to talk to Jerry about this, and we're going to try to get this done. All right, man. I always love the conversations. Stay healthy. Same to your son, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Be well, everybody. Bye-bye.
Brian Sullivan from CNBC. Want to react to anything Sully had to say? Love to hear from you through text and phone calls. 651-461-9226. Alicia Keys brings us back. 227. Looking forward to our conversation coming up next. An important conversation on the right to live debate again. Jim Abler and John Hoffman, both members of the Minnesota Senate, Republican and Democrat, will join us on this topic, which has come up many times before, but has come up recently with the individual, Scott Quinter, and what was going on with the end of his life, which tragically ended in Texas. Now it played out with a Minnesota hospital. I want to circle back because I'm seeing a text on Liz Collin and just reacting to a texter, which this texter is so informed, Dan, calling her Liz Collins, but again saying, I couldn't watch her anymore because if she's married to Bob Kroll, she's too flawed of a person. Man, I find that comment insufferable. Anybody who's listened to this show knows that Bob Kroll was on this show in particular, a number of times. We had a number of regular interviews. We had a number of contentious interviews. After George Floyd, R.T. Ryback, Jhené Harto came on the show. Both just called him racist, made news in the state because of what they said here. I found out quickly that Bob Kroll was furious. We tried to get him on to react many, many times. He wouldn't do it. Then later when he was doing the media rounds, he played a stunt, acted like he was coming on and didn't. It was childish. Kroll should be an adult and should have done the interview. Now, I'll say this, many times he came on when a lot of others didn't. But did I agree with a lot of his policy positions? Hell no. Did I think there were valid points of criticism, including on a racial nature? Yes, I did. Okay. But the amount of criticism that Liz Collin, a damn good journalist, received because of her marriage, I guess I just look at this so differently. I have no idea. I have no interest in what's going on with Liz Collin and Bob Kroll's marriage. I don't. I know this, and I barely know Liz. When I watch her, I see someone who's a damn good reporter. And I know there were questions about a story she did very early. And there's a debate on it from people in journalism who know the story better than me, whether she just stepped away from that first story. But after that, she stepped away from all of them. And after George Floyd, CCO TV took her off and basically hit her because of the criticism, which I thought was chicken bleep, by the way. Okay? Because you can have relationships and have strong differences on issues, including what's going on now with Cheryl Hines and RFK Jr. When he's talking about comparing vaccine mandates to Anne Frank and Nazis, and she had to come out today saying, I love my husband, we have differences. People have no idea where Liz Collins stands politically. But to say you're not going to watch because of this, I find very narrow-minded. And, man, we make a lot of assumptions about relationships when we have no idea whatsoever. Judge her on the merit of her work, which was excellent, in my opinion. And this is, I think I've said hello to Liz. We've had her on the show just for interviews. So I have no problem criticizing Bob Kroll. There were areas I just disagree with him. I also have no problems separating the two. It shouldn't be that difficult. It really shouldn't. And it's just a narrow-minded view for people who can't do it. It's not that complicated. It's in the news because she announced she's leaving Channel 4 today, and they are a lesser television station without her. Okay, let's pause. Adam's going to give you the weather. Jim Abler and John Hoffman on the very complicated and important topic of right to live, and that debate coming up soon. Let's pause. You'll hear from Adam with traffic, and I'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.